Parshas Vayakel, the Torah describes those who contributed and participated in building the Mishkan as being those Nisa'o Libo, Nodvo Rucho, an uplifted, a spirited heart. And the question simply is, where indeed do we see that this is true? If the Torah tells us that that was their mindset, that was their consciousness, obviously it's true, but is there any indication and something indeed that we can learn the Doros? So there is an incredible comment of Ramban. I urge you to take a look. Lamed Hei, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Ramban writes, you have to recognize what the tzivui of Binyan HaMishkan was. It was something that was so complicated, something that was so intricate. It required an incredible skill set. And the Ramban writes, who were Bnei Yisrael at that time? They were slaves for hundreds of years. They had no experience. They had no training. They had no resume. They had no idea how indeed this could be done. If you were to ask them to engage in avoda, meleches parech, that is what they did. But certainly the notion that they could build a mishkan, a mikdash Hashem, that is something that rationally was beyond their reach. How do you respond? The Ramban writes, when you're asked to do something that doesn't exactly cater to your skill sets, it's not something that you're trained to do, how do you respond? Typically, you know, you would shy away. This is not my strength. This is not something that I can do. Let others come forward. And all of a sudden, Bnei Yisrael came forward to do that which seemingly was an impossible task. The Ramban quotes the Pasuk, Dev Yamin Beis, Perek Yitzayin, Pasuk Vav, Vayikba Libo Vidarchei Hashem. When a person has an uplifted and exalted heart, you know, the answer is absolutely yes. How is it that I'm going to perform what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking me to do? I understand it might be a challenge. It might be difficult. This isn't something that naturally I'm good at or something that I'm trained to do. But that certainly is not going to stand in my way. Brachos Daf Yud, Ma Demifkados Iboilach Lemevad. And I will tell you, this is a common theme of greatness throughout the Torah session. I mentioned in the Sikha and Parshas Noach, the Ramban, Vav Yotes, Noach was told to build a teva. You know what the Ramban writes? That was impossible. Impossible. The Ramban writes, had the teva been 10 times its size, it could not have housed all the animals that entered. And you know what Noach did? He labored for 100 years to do that seemingly, which was an impossible task. That's Gvur. That's Avodas Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu was told, the Sugi Nedarim Daf Lamed Ches, to erect a Mishkan, to spread all the Urials. The Gemara writes that that was an impossible task. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to do so, of course, you step up, and you do. Moshe Rabbeinu was told, together with Aaron HaKohen, to engage in Hanafas HaLevim, 22,000 Levim in a single day. Absolutely impossible. You know, you break that down into motions, you know what that means? A motion per second without a break of Hanafa Salavim. But you know what? Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKohen didn't flinch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks you to do this. You know what the answer is? Absolutely yes. How this is going to happen, you know what I will tell you? That's Kavshi Drachman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see to it that if you're deserving of success, that you will succeed. But you can't shy away. You can't take a step back. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Klal Yisrael, you have to build a Mishkan Hashem, everybody comes forward. Vayigba libo b'darchei Hashem. And that is the concept of hisnadvus. When a person overreaches when it comes to avodas Hashem. You know, of all of the kelim that you find in Mishkan, there is one kli that somehow represents a certain sense of hisnadvus. There's a comment Ibn Ezra has in Parshas Vayakel that is somewhat surprising that in the Parsha of Truma, all the Kelim are mentioned, but the Kior is not among them. The Kior, of course, is mentioned in Kisisa, Kiddushat Avraglayim, the Kior in Parshas Vayakel, not mentioned together with all of the other Kelim. You know, the Chizkuni writes that there is a difference. All other Kelim represented Avoda, that's clear. The Kiyur was not really Avoda. Yes, it's true that there is a Chiyuv of Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, but not as an end in and of itself. Kiddush Raglayim is a step toward Avoda. The Rambam writes, L'kadesh Ha'Oved. You know what the kir represented? It represented the prior step, the hachana, the hechsher. How do you position yourself in order to be able to perform avodas Hashem? All the other kelim were kli avoda, and the kir was the kli that represented how it is that you ready yourself in order to position to perform avodas Hashem. That's something which is striking. You know, imagine, for example, that after Pesach, I'll tell you, how is the Seder, you know? How is your Achilas Matzah? You'll tell me, you know, I savored every morsel. You know, I ate it so carefully and so diligently. It took me 10 minutes, 12 minutes, 15 minutes to eat the Kazayis Matzah. I'll cringe, you know? How can you do that, you know? Tokid Achilas Pras, there's shiurim, 2 minutes, 4 minutes, you know? I'll ask you that. How much time did you spend readying yourself, positioning yourself to fulfill the mitzvah of Pesach? You know what I want to hear? You know what? Not minutes. You know what? It's already Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag. You know, it takes weeks to prepare in order to fulfill a mitzvah that can take minutes. Mitzvos have shiurim. They have hagdaros. But you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us? The hachana, the hechsher mitzvah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm leaving up to you. There aren't really shiurim. What I'd like to hear is that, you know what, it took me a month to prepare for the Seder, even though my Achilas Matzah was done in a matter of minutes. It took me only seconds to be Yotze, the mitzvah deraisa of Tkiyah Shofar, but the preparation of Yom Narei Mechodesh Elul is something that's above and beyond. The kiyur is the kli that represents the hachana. There's a comment the Ramban has, the Yikri Yerches. Chaye adam b'mitzvos kefi hachanasa behem. Your life and the mitzvahs Hashem are based on how much you invest. On the hachana, how you position yourself in order to do the mitzvos. Eben Ezra points out, you know what's unique about the kiyur? It's the only one of the kelim that doesn't have a shear. It doesn't have a shear. Every other kli, there's a shear katsuv. No bigger, no smaller, that's clear. Not true when it comes to the kiyur. Why did the kiyur not have a shear? The Ben Ezra writes, because whatever Bnei Yisrael would give, that guaranteed would be included in the kiyur. That represented the Eden Zadvos. I would just add that point. If the kiyur represents the hachana, the hechsher, there's no limit to hachana and hechsher when it comes to the mitzvah Hashem. A mitzvah can be a mitzvah mugderes. A mitzvah can be a mitzvah ktsuva. But the positioning, that's something that everyone is obligated to do. And that, you know, if you haven't yet begun preparing for Yetzias Mitzrayim, you're a little bit late. No, already Shloshim Yom, Kodem Achag. Preparation is something that a person has to embrace. That's about you. That's about the Hisnadvus. And that's the pasuk that Ramban cites, Vayigbal libo bidarchei Hashem. The derech of avodas Hashem is to have an exalted and elevated heart. And a person should never set yourself short in terms of what you can accomplish. You're going to say, I really have the tools to be able to master a sugya. I really have the capacity to master a masechta. I really have the capacity to be able to, you know, find my way through Shas. You know what the answer is? Absolutely yes. Undeniably. Absolutely yes. You have that capacity of that Ran and the Dharma Dav Ches? Absolutely yes. Absolutely yes. You have that capacity because, you know what, that we're the Zera of Avram Avinu. And that is our greatness, that we can position ourselves to be able to accomplish that seemingly is beyond our reach, even though we may justify and say, you know, who am I? I'm ill-equipped. I'm not trained. This is not my skill set. This is not something I can engage in. Imagine if Bnei Yisrael responded that way when it came to the tzivui of the Mishkan. And the Mishkan was built in the most magnificent way, with all of its detail, with all of its intricacy, by Knesset Yisrael, who for centuries were Avadim Teparo in Mitzrayim. Now that speaks to who we are. That speaks to our mission as being an incredible, incredible Ben Torah. I've often mentioned the Barbanel, the Sefer Yeshua's Mashiach, that writes that Avraham Avinu was told to count the stars, not just simply gaze at the stars and realize how numerous they are. Svara kochav means to count the stars. Avraham Avinu didn't flinch. He counted all the stars. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Avraham Avinu an incredible bracha. The bracha of Ko Yehi Ezerecha. Ko Yehi Ezerecha, not just simply that you'll be numerous as the stars, but you know what? The Zera of Ram have this capacity to be able to overreach, to be able to accomplish that which seemingly is that which is impossible. And that now, of course, has to be the mission as we transition, as we gear up, to be able to ready ourselves for the experiences of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Nisim, Nisim Gluyim. But it means overreaching. It means Hisnadus. It means when it comes to our Esek Torah, when it comes to our Tefillah, do that which characterizes yourself as a fulfillment of that Pasuk of the Ramban. Make sure that, yes, that you're among those who are counted. Vayigbalibo, b'darchei Hashem.